up, everybody? Welcome to the Domino Effect with your co-host, Demoria Ghosted, a.k.a. All Ghostman 21, a.k.a. Sudoku Kudo, a.k.a. Ren Kudo, a.k.a. Ghosted in your girl's vagina. Woo! And we're here with my co-host.
Stephen Parker, a.k.a. The Parker Project. A.K.A. I'm not as hyped as you are right now. This man's hyped on fucking cereal right now.
A.K.A. parking in your girl's butt.
Woo! Yeah, no, I don't want that to be my thing, though.
It is. Parking in your girl's butt.
One of these days, one of these fucking little podcasts, I'm going to say it, and then it's just going to be a thing. I know it. I'm just be like, parking in your girl's
butt.
Wait, did that count? Did that count as me saying it?
Nah, man, you're good.
All right, cool. We're good.
You were giving a demonstration.
I was giving a demonstration. Now, if I gave it again, yeah, that would be initiating it. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Domino Effect.
We already did the intro.
Why get rid of the duh. Again? Because I want to do one.
It's not this one.
I want to do this one.
No, it's too late. I already Fuck did. You. That intro was hot.
Eat your cereal.
I am.
Eat your damn cereal.
I am. We drink your here. Fucking beer.
Fine.
Drink your fucking beer.
Oh, should I tell him about the beer?
Tell him about the beer.
Oh, shit. All right. Here's the beer. What should we should name this? What did I name it last time? It can't be beer of the week if I do it every week.
It can be
beer. Random beer highlight. No?
No.
Okay. No. We'll think about it. We'll think it over.
You'll think it over.
I'll think about it. We'll come up with something. Should we tell them what it's about first, the podcast?
You can do the beer.
Okay. Before we tell you about the podcast, I will tell you the drink I am drinking, the beer. The porter is what I'm drinking. If you don't know what a porter is, well, go look it up. What? Okay. What, should I tell them?
Yes.
Okay, let me look it up. I forgot. It's been a while. I haven't drank a porter in a while. And then, honestly, this is what I did last time. I said, okay, Google, what's a porter? And it did the same thing. The porter, 5 miles away from me.
Bitch, don't ask me questions. I'm not your slave.
You are my slave, though. What is a porter beer? There you go. Porter, style of beer. That's the first definition. Porter is a dark style of beer developed in London from well-hopped beers made from brown malt. The name stout, used for a dark beer, is believed to have come about because strong porters were marked under such names as extra porter, double porter, and stout porter. So I feel like if you wanted to compare this to something more famous, maybe a Guinness, that's a stout. Yeah. But I will not say that because this is not that. It's from the Backwoods Brewing Company. And I don't know. I was just interested when I saw this. I wanted to experiment with beers and I'm using the podcast as an excuse. Excuse me. So this is an experimental four series. It's Imperial Maple Porter. It's 7% alcohol. And it's pretty good. It's they use real maple syrup in it, and apparently vanilla, and it's an ale brewed with chocolate and natural flavor. I think it's a brown ale, but it doesn't say that, but it's brown as fuck. Might be the chocolate. I don't know, but chocolate's black. It is brown. Chocolate's, it might be brown.
Chocolate's brown, yeah.
It is, yeah. Well, I'm colorblind, so anyways. It tastes pretty good. It has a... for some reason, a nutty aftertaste, even though it's maple. It's not really sweet, but it isn't that strong at the same time, even though it is 7%, and even though it is a darker beer. But it's pretty good. Go check it out. It is, it's from Carson, Washington, so it's local to us, so that's cool. And Backwoods Brewing Company. I might try more of their stuff. Never heard of them. I just saw Imperial Maple Porter, and that sounded interesting because I like maple. But yeah, doesn't really taste like maple syrup. I think the dark beer covers, like, inhales it.
I gotta say, And that was a really good segment.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's really good. We should, you should keep doing these. These are your thing.
This is my thing.
Yeah, you have that.
Okay.
That shit was perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, we're not sponsored, by the way.
We're not at all.
We got to tell them we're not
sponsored. We are only sponsored by Anchor.
And?
What?
Nothing.
We're not sponsored by anyone but Anchor.
Oh.
Our ads are only Anchor.
Our ads are only Anchor.
Yeah. So if someone else sponsor us.
Oh, yeah. If someone else sponsors us, no matter what you sell, I'm buying it. So medicinal weed shops, if you guys want to sponsor us, I'm buying it.
Man thongs?
I'm buying it.
Speedos?
I'm buying it.
Pretty much the same thing. What about swim trunks for your dog?
I don't have a dog. I'm buying a dog and then I'm buying a Speedo.
I'm buying a dog. And then a Speedo. Oh, last thing that this would probably be... I don't know. People eat cheese with beer, which I don't understand. I've never done that. I thought it
was cheese with wine.
No, it's with beer too. I guess it's a thing. I'd go with something salty.
Maybe like a...
some saltines. No. Some chips, yeah. Potato chips, maybe. But, yeah. Do you want to tell them what this is going to be about, or do you want me got it?
Boy, this podcast is about to be about our favorite time of year. It should be yours too. And no, we're not talking about motherfucking Christmas. We talk about motherfucking E3. Woo! It's that time again, folks.
I'm that guy that still claps. Oh, we're done?
Escort that bitch out this lobby. Nah, but on a...
You made that party invite only. I wasn't invited.
Kick him! Kick him out.
I just joined a friend.
If in party invite only, why'd you guys kick me? Because we don't know you.
But I'm his friend.
He's not welcome either.
Oh, he you just joined my party.
Yeah, you get the message. Dude, what the hell? They kicked me too. Oh. I don't like strangers in my party. I don't like, you remember when we were playing on Xbox? I'll make my own party, man. You remember when we were playing on Xbox with, who was it? Was it, what? Who cares? Who was it? Was it Slick? And then someone's 12-year-old brother joined?
Yeah.
Kick?
It was giraffes.
Kick? We don't play with 12-year-olds. That's weak stuff.
Unless we're playing Fortnite, because apparently they're better at it, but we don't play Fortnite.
We don't play Fortnite anymore. It's never going to change.
Put so much money into that fucking game.
Yeah, we got a lot of skins. We might go back. We should revisit it. Maybe like season 13.
Season 13?
Season 13.
Aren't they on 9 right now?
Exactly.
Why not season 10? It makes sense. 10-year anniversary.
No, don't their seasons only last for like 3 months?
I think so.
So it wouldn't be a 10-year anniversary.
I like Black Ops because their seasons last fucking forever. Yeah. No, actually they don't. They last like maybe 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
But if you look at Rocket League's season, because every goddamn game has to have a season pass. Okay. This beer makes you burp a lot. Anyways, every season pass.
Shoot gases, bitch.
every game has to have a season pass. Rocket League's, it's like 5 to 6 months. It's like half a year where you can have time. Maybe I'm over exaggerating, but it feels like forever. I cannot play that game for a month, come back on, and still have enough time to get to it. It's crazy. Damn. But yeah, E3.
E3 is our favorite time of year because it is nothing. Nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing but video game announcements, the games we love, the games you could love.
Or hate.
Oh, yeah. Or hate. Because E3 do be having some shit that's just like, wow.
And that's why this is called the hopes
and horrors
of E3. We are great today, mainly because no one's home and we can be as loud as fuck.
I'm always loud.
That's true. Yeah. Get complaints.
Boy, if you don't got the energy for a podcast, why do it? This ain't no SM, ASMR. Boy, we got to be hype. So y'all be hype. So we here with it.
Also, I will mention something that we didn't really even, like, we talked about, but I don't know if you remember.
I don't.
But we are heading up to our, you know, couple last episodes. And we said, I don't know if it was the 10th one.
12,
right? Or if it was the 12th one.
Yeah,
where 12. Of this season, we'll come back. I think we'll take, like, a
3-month break.
3 months.
I need 3 months.
Why do you need 3 months?
Because the YouTube channel is starting back up, folks. We are having our first ever walkthrough. And it's going to be on Attack on Titan 2.
A month.
Two.
A month.
I need at least 4 episodes.
A month.
I only have 2 done right now, and I still have to do the voice acting. 8 podcasts
you don't have to do. 8.
I still have to do the voice acting.
Think about right now. We're doing this podcast for tomorrow, Wednesday. When you guys are listening to this, right? Well, let's be honest. You guys listen to it a little later. But when you guys do listen to this, know that this was made on for Wednesday, but we're making it on Tuesday, and we are staying up and interrupting our schedules.
Yeah.
So I think a month.
By the way, I got all the editing done.
We'll talk about this later, I guess.
Okay.
But our last one, though, I don't know if you want to do this on number 10 or our last one, we will be doing video.
Yeah, let's do it on 12.
Video.
That way, when we come back from our month break, we'll start up again with the face cam.
Okay. And if you guys don't know, he used quotations. And it's not a face cam. It's just going to be my camera set up. And I might.
Shit.
I might steal the audio from here.
Okay,
that's fine. But Anchor, you're allowing me to do it, so don't fucking get on me.
Okay.
And I love you.
Yep.
Anchor.
Mm-hmm.
.fm. Go check them out.
I still gotta do all the voice acting for those 2 episodes of Attack on Titan.
Stop. Your energy went so low.
Dude, it died. It's gonna be stressful. I gotta find somewhere where it's quiet, but at the same time, I could be loud. Where I don't get all that, like, all the wind effects that my mic picks up sometimes. I gotta find a place where I can do that at.
You can do that at my house or here.
I was thinking about that.
You just have the mic and you can even use this mic. Oh, no, you can't. Mm-hmm. Well, you can, but we have to get 2 auxiliary cords. We do have 2 auxiliary cords.
We do.
No, we need a split auxiliary cord.
All right, let's get back on topic. We were talking about E3. So, you go first. What are your hopes for E3?
Oh, shit. I wanted to do horrors first, but that's fine.
Nah, you got to start off with the good and then to the salty.
Well, I mean, there's a lot to go. Can we bounce back and forth?
Yeah,
okay. Sure. My hopes, first of all, apparently, he just titled me this today. I'm the Pokemon guy here. Apparently, I'm the Pokemon guy. I'm looking forward to Pokemon, but I'm looking more forward to... That's going away from E3. Is that okay?
No,
I'm jumping straight off of E3.
But it's going to be at E3.
Definitely. They'll definitely recap it.
Yeah.
Because that's how Nintendo does it. Nintendo, by the way... Oh, I have to tell you something. So I found this out. Nintendo has, for the Switch, we already know they're having all these... What did you call them? What kind of games are they? They're the same games and just be repeated. What is it called again?
Oh, remasters?
Not remastered. But you actually had like a name for them. But yeah, they're just putting ports, right?
Oh yeah, ports.
Yeah, so they got all these ports coming, and they've announced them all. They've announced all of them because why hide a game that's already been out and put on the Switch? But GameStop, of all places, they've done this already before. Actually, no, that was Target, or was that Best Buy that leaked Joker for Smash?
It's probably.
I think it was Best Buy. I think Best Buy.
Walmart be doing that a lot.
No, like it was either Target or Best Buy.
Okay.
I remember, but I don't remember. But it was because I'm like thinking like it was either blue or red as in the colors. I guess Walmart is blue, but they have like a lot of yellow. I don't know. Anyways, GameStop released a list, leaked a list of unannounced at least 20 Switch games coming out.
And they were all ports?
They were all not announced yet. So some may be ports, some may be new ones, but there is some that are, they go from $30, I think those are the ports, I'm pretty sure, 30 to 40 or whatever. Mm-hmm. But this is the thing is like, there's hope, and there's a lot, this is, I guess, is one of the hopes of E3, is that there's a lot of them are just brand new. Even if they are indie or whatever, they're brand new. But there is one that's $119.
It's probably a bundle.
You have like no hope for Switch.
No, I do.
Okay.
I didn't say it was bad.
You just sound so upset about it.
It's not bad to get ports, but like...
You think that all those are ports? I don't think they're all ports.
I'm 100% sure all those are ports. Because the maximum number of games you could get in a year is like 10. You're talking about 20.
So I don't know. Xbox did a lot last year. Or this year, sorry. No. They're doing a lot this year.
Oh, are we talking about just games or exclusives?
Just games.
Oh, well then, yeah. Okay, I can see it.
Because the Switch doesn't have to have exclusives. It can have like, oh, this. You guys are getting, example, not actually happening. You guys are getting Dark Souls 3. I guess we will get Dark Souls 3 with you guys. Like, that's fine. That counts.
Yeah.
But... I know. There's only Dark Souls 2.
There's Dark Souls 3.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's why I was like, yeah, but you just brought up a fucking port again.
But you know what I mean.
Sekiro.
But that already came out. Sekiro. Didn't it already come out?
Yeah, it's already out. But, you know, it's not bad to get ports. It's not. It's never a bad thing to get ports. Space them out a little bit more, though. Because the last 3 months have just been ports.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy ports at that. You guys have been getting bombarded with Final Fantasy ports.
See, the thing is like... You're right. Ports are fine, especially since the Switch has fucking Mario is their main one. Exactly. Pokemon,
but it's Nintendo.
Which, by the way, if they do once they do come out with this Sword and Shield, then I'll be happy because then it'll be an actual real Pokemon. Although I've been playing Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu. I think I said this last one. And it's I might buy it. I've been borrowing it, but I might buy it. Mm. Buy it.
I don't think you should.
I don't know. You're right, though, because the
Pokemon.
Wait.
Yeah, the new Pokemon game's coming out in like 5 months.
But I don't want to hug this for my friend.
Then don't borrow it like every weekend. Be the weekend parent.
The weekend parent of
the
Pokemon.
The weekend parent. And then get back to him on
Monday. He's letting me at least go through the whole game first.
That's cool.
I'm at I already beat Brock. I got my first gym battle.
Are you Ash?
No.
You're technically Ash.
No, you get a whole new character.
You're technically Ash.
No, not even Ash. It's
Brock Misty?
It's based off of... No, it's based off of the original game where you're Red.
Oh, Red. Okay.
Because, and I say this and I only know this because Gary doesn't come up and talk to you. Blue comes up. And he's like, hey, I'm Blue. Fuck you. And he walks away. He doesn't actually do that. But it would be hilarious.
Yeah.
No, but he does say, he's like, wow, I used to take the... I did the journey you did. So it kind of made me feel like that is nostalgia of holy shit, like I'm like they've already done this and now I'm doing it. So I don't feel like I'm redoing the game as much as following in their footsteps.
I wonder if there's gonna be a secret Red boss battle.
I hope so.
There's
so
always
bad.
A secret Red boss battle.
Well, Pokemon the guy battles. That had it, he's already beat it. He already beat the Elite Four. But I don't know if that means he beat it because they always have a secret ending.
Yeah.
Like they even had a secret ending in Yellow. I think it was I could be wrong. I think it might be Red or Blue, where you fight like a ghost Pokemon. I don't know if you remember that. And you die. You literally fucking die. Like, yeah.
That's crazy.
You fight a dead Pokemon. I forget what it was. But it's really dark and sad. And it's like, isn't it Lavender Town that's all ghosty? I don't remember.
Lavender Town's a graveyard.
I'm waiting. That's my favorite town. And so this one, so in Pokemon Go, it's cool. I can talk about Pokemon forever. Anyways, we'll go back to that some other day. Let's Go Pikachu. E3 is Pokemon, Nintendo, blah, blah, blah. They have 20 games coming out. And another thing is that I'm just looking forward to more news about everything, to be honest, about what's going on, what games are about to come out for us, if they are all ports, because you never know.
It's not a bad thing if they are. It's only a bad
thing. It's not a bad thing.
Full price for games that are like months old.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing. It's just like I would like to at least have it. Like, I know they're not going to make another. They are remastering the Link one though, aren't they? They remastered the one of the
Link. A Link in Time?
No.
Majora's Mask?
No.
Wind Waker's?
Shit, I forgot. We said it in the podcast before. Go check it out. I'm going to take a break for a minute, so go ahead.
Oh, okay.
I was going to bring up the Pokemon thing you sent me, but I'll wait.
Yeah, I was trying to bring up some stuff on my end, but the...
I'm going to make a sandwich.
All right, that's fine. But my phone's being problematic. Oh, there we go. All right, so...
Computer in front of you, sir.
No, it's cool. I got it right here. So, Control is taking the fight to Death Stranding to be crowned the most unusual action game of 2019. Y'all know what Death Stranding... I hate the name.
I never played it.
It hasn't came out. Death Stranding.
Stranding. Okay, gotcha.
So...
Hold on. Side note. I'm sorry. I really apologize.
Who else uses a spoon to spread their jelly? Think about it.
Death Stranding is an upcoming action game developed by Kojima Productions and published by Sony Interactive Entertainment for PlayStation 4. It is the first game from director Hideo Kojima and Kojima Productions after their disbandment from Konami in 2015. So Death Stranding is going to be their first project in about, what, nine? Maybe 5 years. Maybe 5 years. 4 or 5 years. Which is pretty cool. I still have no idea what this game is about, man. I've watched every trailer they had out for the game. And I really don't know what it's about. It's a dude. It's Daryl from The Walking Dead carrying a baby in a jar that does a backflip. Why is the baby important? What's going on? Who's the dude in the mask? Why, when the dude took the mask off, it was another mask underneath the mask.
Inception?
I don't know what this game's about. I'm leaning towards not buying it because I don't understand it.
Oh, you said that.
Yeah, I can't get jiggy with it. So my horror is that Death Stranding doesn't...
You told me to start with hopes.
You said bounce back and forth. So I thought we were going to go hope, horror, hope.
Continue.
All right. So my horror is that Death Stranding still won't have any gameplay up at this E3. Like, I just need like at least 15 minutes so I can see what it's about, man. That's all I need. Did you do two hopes or one?
I don't know, man. I just kept talking about Pokemon.
You stayed talking about Pokemon. So I'm going to do another horror. And then another horror of mine is that I won't hear a single thing about Xenoverse 3 at E3.
Bandai, man.
Bro, like, I know they got that RPG Dragon Ball game coming out, but I don't care about that shit.
It looks dumb.
I want Xenoverse, baby. I'm trying to be like, oh, snap, your character can go Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan 4, Super Saiyan Orose. Orose, Goku Black. Nah, but on a serious note, yeah, I need to hear some about Xenoverse 3. I don't even want to see no trailer or something like that. Just a little screenshot with the name up on the screen. Just like the screen goes black and Xenoverse 3 pops up and then it goes black again. I'd be like, sweet, it's in production.
Sorry.
Because they really milking the shit out of Xenoverse 2 right now.
I mean, they really are. They're just like, let's just add everything that's happening.
But they're not. You fucking gave us Super Saiyan God Vegeta.
Which is okay to do for
a
mobile game.
Oh, yeah. I was about to get mad at you. No, it's not. We don't need another Super Saiyan God. We already got Super Saiyan God Goku, and we have Super Saiyan Blue Vegeta. We don't need Super Saiyan God Vegeta. And why is he paid? That's not pay-worthy. That's not something I want to spend my money on.
Wait, does he cost?
Yeah, he costs money. And on top of him costing money, they bundled him up with Ribrienne. So you can't even avoid her ass.
Can you explain her if no one knows her?
Okay, so Ribrienne is basically Sailor Moon for Dragon Ball Z. Akira Toriyama likes to put in these little snippet, like these little like homages to other series. Like the Genyu Force is a homage to the Power Rangers, or I think it's called Go-Go Sentai Force in Japan.
Oh, that's funny. But yeah. Yeah, I definitely got that feel.
Yeah, so that's why they're all different colors. And then when they do their pose, sparks and smoke come out. That's the same color as each member.
because the Ginyu Force is supposed to be his homage to Power Rangers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Ribrianne's supposed to be his homage to Sailor Moon because she transforms. She's naked in the middle of her transformation. You think she's about to get even hotter, but then she blows up like a balloon. And all she does is talk about love and take up screen time.
So true.
Stupid. But yeah, they bundled her with Vegeta.
What
so,
she did was she gave animators more time.
So they bundled her up with Vegeta, so now you can't buy Vegeta without her.
So that's one of your horrors.
That's one of my horrors. I just want Xenoverse 3. And I feel like we're not going to get it because they're like middle fingers to the sky. We're going to keep fucking them. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to keep fucking them.
So recently, I put a Snapchat / Instagram, whatever. I don't know what I really posted it on. Where I took a picture of my locker number. I don't know if you saw that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, because I'm a gamer at heart, even at the gym. And what the locker number I had was 117.
117.
Which, if we all know, is Master Chief. Master Chief. Yeah. 117.
The pod he woke up in, right?
Huh?
The pod he woke up in Halo 1 was 117?
I mean, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, he's also just Spartan 117.
Yeah. Oh, which is why his fucking pod's 117.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I remember 117. I didn't even know he was a...
Did you get the post on my post?
Yeah, because I was like, oh, when you're playing Halo 1 and you meet Master Chief for the first time, he pops out of a pod that's 117.
Mm. They say it throughout the whole series.
That he's Spartan 117?
Yeah, pretty much.
Man, I don't pay attention to
Spartan
numbers.
Well, they don't talk about it in probably 4 and 5 because fucking... They're like, we don't care about it. 343. Anyways, so that brings me one of my horrors.
A new Halo game?
No, I know that's coming. They already named it. I forget what the name of it, but they already named
it. Is it Halo Reach 2?
By the way, if that really did happen, I loved Halo Reach. A lot of people hated on it.
Everyone hated
that,
it.
And I get that.
How dare they?
But first of all, the multiplayer in Halo Reach was beautiful.
It was fantastic.
It was beautiful. The Forge was at its peak. A little bit. A lot of people that played Forge and Halo 3 can disagree, but I didn't really play Forge and Halo 3, so that's all I know. Fuck you guys. Django for life. And Church. Church was the best game mode, because when you had to, you were in the dark, and the fucking, you were playing, was infected.
Yeah.
And the guy was invisible.
Oh, yeah.
And he was chasing you down.
Halo Reach was so much
Halo
fun.
Reach was the, like, honestly, that's where I got most of my friends on Xbox.
Story mode killed me, though.
Here, I'm trying to look up the
just
name.
Just like everyone else, spoiler.
That was so sad, man.
Yeah,
someone
dude.
Said there was a secret ending, like, where you survive. Where
no.
Someone, and then someone has survived for, like a long time,
then
too.
They're on the Halo, then they're on Halo then, right? But it blew up, so they're dead.
Well, but I mean, like... Like, you know how, like, all the Covenant just come back
yeah.
to you? Yeah, apparently the guy, like, survived until the end or something like that.
Until the end of what?
The what? Explosion?
He was on that planet by himself until Halo blew up?
Halo Reach has such, like, the craziest ending, I think, to a game.
Dude, because it was so sad.
Yeah, because I
feel
like...
It makes you fight through it.
Especially around that generation of games. And every single one, you're a badass and you win and... You finish it. Modern Warfare 2, you get beat up a bit, but you still like win in the end. Like you get fucked up, you know, by the chopper, you're in the grass. You get fucked up in the grass. I remember that game way too well. And you like beat him up. But it's at 29.
All
I
right.
think it's time for an ad and to come back to where we were.
Yeah, we'll be right back, fellas.
And I will have
gentlemen
name,
and ladies.
And I'll have the name of the Halo. Even though you might look it up right now.
Okay.
Because.
And we're back.
Back.
And we're back. What's up, y'all?
And we're back. And I looked up. It's Halo Infinite. That's what it is.
Everything,
saw the trailer. What?
Everything with Infinite in its name is ass.
You would think so. But Infinite I'm actually there. Looking. Whew. But I'm actually looking. I watched the trailer. I watched this video where it was like
talking about speculations, things you're kind of looking not forward to, things you're looking forward to. One thing that I'm really, really looking forward to is what 343 has been doing with this game. 343, I had a horror. The horror of it was that we're not going to learn shit. Was that they announced it, what, back in December, and then nothing else is going to happen besides that. They announced it, like, I think they announced it last E3. They announced it by just saying, like, Halo Infinite, that's it. Bye. That's all they did.
That's what I want them to do with Xenoverse.
What, like, hey, Xenoverse 3, bye, peace.
Yep, that's it.
But yeah, so I've learned out about a lot of it. Wow, that was a sentence. It came out natural.
Good job.
And basically, they decided the engine that they were using fucking sucked. That Halo 5 wasn't looking how it was should have looked, which we all know. It kind of looked weird. The art style altogether looked weird. Mm. Master Chief was like oddly skinny and bulky at the same time. Like all these complaints that everyone
wasn't
had.
He passed out for 2 years and Cortana upgraded his suit while he was in stasis?
Yeah. Which was a good excuse. Mm-hmm. But I mean it was clever. It was like, oh well, you've been gone and shit's been happening, so I upgraded so you don't get your ass beat. Mm-hmm. He got his ass beat. That was the first time we ever seen Master Chief on his ass. Like completely. But that was some shit. Anyways, they even use the same engine for Halo Master Chief Collection, which is really fun. Looks really nice just to see your old games revamped. But there's a lot of things to look forward to because they don't want to use that engine anymore because it looked like ass for Halo 5. And they have made a whole new engine. Hmm. Brand new. Brand new fucking new. And it looks amazing. Have you seen the trailer for it yet?
No, dude.
All right, I'll show you the trailer. I don't know if you want to do that now or later. Nah,
later.
But I did see it, and I forgot all about it because of all the fucking news about games right now.
I know, right?
There's like so many trailers, I don't even know remember which one's which. But you do see a very more vibrant colors.
Mm-hmm.
The colors are popping out more. It looks a little bit more like the classic Halo. As in colors and art style.
Oh, really?
They have made a whole new Master Chief.
Again?
But this Master Chief, you can even see it in the helmet. Here's a picture of it. Very classic.
Yeah.
Very classic. They've you can tell you can still see the original. You can still see the 343 helmet in it. Hmm. But you can see where they are actually like. And if you look at his thigh, very basic.
Yeah, it's
which
not
is
all...
fine. Yeah. You know, he doesn't need fucking pouches and stuff like that. You don't touch that. Just give him a little belt, put a little grenade on the side, give him a pistol, give him a magnum, I mean, give him a BR, whatever you decide to use, and you're good. And they've a completely new art style.
Right.
Completely brand new engine.
Mm-hmm.
From what we're getting from the trailer is that you are on a new Halo, probably the last one at this point, right? It shows clips of, like, the art, shows clips of the engine, shows clips of everything. You get a little bit of Master Chief. It was funny because the video I was watching, that picture right there is literally all you see of Master Chief. It's him kind of just standing there with the helmet, with the warthog in the helmet. And he's like, he was basically talking like I'm talking. He's like, yeah, you see, because you see Marines. And they're, like, obviously looking around at this new Halo. And he's like, and you see Master Chief. I guess he's got tired and chilled for a little bit. I don't know. Because he's just standing there.
Why did he take his helmet off?
Yeah, I guess he wanted some air. And at the end, you see him put a AI in his helmet. Don't know if that – I know I'm spoiling it for you. But I want you to see it for the art, not necessarily the story.
Right, right, right.
And I don't know how much you follow Halo. I know you've had PlayStation most of your life.
Yeah.
But I remember playing Halo 2. Oh, Halo 2, by the way, was the last Halo to officially go on to PC and Xbox. This Halo is going to be the first one since then to go on the... And I'm talking about main Halos to go on PC and the Xbox at the same time.
I say main because Halo Wars 1 and 2 went on, but let's be honest, those aren't real Halo games. Those are like side strategy games that you can play for fun. And I always played and got raged because I fucking hate people throwing scorpions at me like they're fucking paper. Just fuck. Oh my God. Anyways, that was a personal vendetta.
Obviously.
Dude, I've raged off that. It was the first game. Minus, I forgot the name of it. There's one other game I raged off of, but... Oh, Dante's Inferno.
Oh, really?
That was the first game I raged. I was on the last map, and you know this sounds like me, because I fucking just kept dying and dying and dying and dying and dying. I raged for the first time ever through that game... I picked up the case. The game was still on the Xbox. And threw the fucking case across the room. Jeez. And I was like, fucking John! And then I think Scarly heard me because I was on the mic with him. Wow. I'm like getting pissed off. I turned my Xbox off and go on my like phone or go to bed or whatever. And then I go back 2 years later. I press one button. I finished the whole fucking game. I was that close.
You're garbage.
I was so mad. I was like,
garbage.
I think I was on with Scarly again that time. And I'm just like, I just did this. Like, it was like 2 years of pent up aggression towards this game was done in like a second.
You always get so mad so easily.
Not anymore. Games, yes, but not in life.
Yeah, but we're talking about games.
Yeah, games. I was playing Rainbow. Last night, Rainbow's starting to not piss me off anymore as much as it used to, because, like, you know, you die fast.
Yeah, Rainbow's supposed to piss people off, though.
But Rainbow doesn't piss me off anymore. I actually am starting to really enjoy it. I'm actually slightly wanting to get a lot better at it, because everyone I play with is really good at it. Or at least, like, really decent. And by really decent, I mean pretty up there. And I'm kind of just decent. I get a kill or two. Pretty much it. I'm a solid random. That's what I am. I'm a solid random.
Yeah.
I'm a guy that you won't kick right away unless you see me pick glass, because apparently that pisses everyone off.
Because you don't play glass right.
I play glass how I play glass, and it works every time.
Not every time.
All right. Not every time.
A good chunk of the time, yes.
A good 80% of the time, I'm getting kills with glass.
Sometimes we just need you to stay outside and snipe from a window or a hole.
I need someone to bank hole. No one ever works with me, so they're just mad that I have glass. No.
I always make holes.
Whenever I pick glass, you just walk away from me. You're just like, fuck you.
Because you run in a different door. I'm like, why is he running outside?
All right, I'll spawn with you then.
Even if you spawn with me. Because
I don't even spawn with you. No, I usually don't. I spawn by myself.
Even when you spawn with me, don't run inside. Wait for someone to make a hole in
me. I run inside, and I do good. I don't know what you're talking about. Last night, I did amazing. You can ask Slick. He won't say yes, but I did good. Sure. anyways, back to Halo. It looks good. The art looks nice. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm hoping that 343, they said that they wanted to make the game to bring back its everything nostalgia about it. Everything from the mystery, if you know what I mean by that, like Halo 2 and 3. Where you, like, don't know what the fuck's going on. Fucking ODST, where you don't know what the half the game is because you can't even see it because it's so goddamn dark. We all know it. ODST, that's the only reason I hate the game, is because you can't see half of it. And then what Halo did you play?
Reach 1 and 2 and 3.
I was like, there's no Reach 1 and 2. What are you talking about?
Reach 1 and 2 and 3.
That's Why'd you never get a Master Chief Collection? You probably would have loved it. You don't like a multiplayer like that?
I don't want to play a remaster. I already played the first one. Mm-hmm. I'm good.
I'm thinking of doing achievement hunting.
You should.
And do it in that game.
You should.
And you realize that's like achievements for every single game. I got it in 3 a lot. I got most of them. The skulls, all that shit. And then, is it Reach? Lasso is, like, the hardest one? Fuck that. Where you have to, like, get no... Where is it where you don't get any deaths, no kills or anything? You just walk through it all?
I think you have to play on...
Reach made it hard to just...
It's not veteran, but it's the one under it.
I don't remember. but I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But I just missed Halo 2 and 3 where you just walk around the whole entire map and it finishes that way.
Those were good old days. You never do nothing. Just know your knowledge. Because they didn't have YouTube like that, like they do now.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can just look it up. You just have to find it out yourself.
God, but a lot. Some games actually did need fucking walkthroughs.
Mm-hmm.
I was playing so many RPGs, and I just got stuck because they always wanted you to do some absurd shit that you never would have expected.
I always bought the walkthroughs, the books. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The books that actually help you a lot, but no one ever paid money to get them. Because it was like, why should I pay money for something I'm going to use once? I'm just like, you don't even know. But yeah, so Halo. I'm looking forward to it. That's one of my... It's a horror and a hope, because it's like they can really not show anything and just, yes, and not give you... They need to give a release date is what they need to do. Even if it's like a... it has to be this year, hopefully this year, probably not, probably early next year I would see that happening, because there's already a lot coming out at the end of this year.
Yeah.
Oh, and then the hope is that it's just something. Give me something. Kind of how you are with Xenoverse.
Yeah, man, I hear you.
Do you have any other hopes and horrors? It's hard to remember all of them because there's so much going on.
Yeah, there's so much going on in E3. There's always so much going on in E3. And, of course, we're going to make another podcast after watching the first day of shit. E3 should be on Twitch on Friday, right?
It's going to be next Tuesday through Thursday.
Tuesday, Thursday.
Weird fucking time. I don't remember.
I thought they normally have E3 during the weekends.
No. But that's when a lot of companies like to put, like, early trailers and stuff. And then the weekend, usually afterwards, is when you have all the trailers on YouTube and you didn't even need to watch E3. I like watching E3 sometimes.
Yeah.
I kind of like seeing it when everyone gets to see it, not see it later when it's like, oh, here's a review of it. But come back for our podcast for our review of it.
Yeah. The interviews they have with the directors and stuff like that, just so you can see where the director's head's at.
Is that all you got about it?
No, I was thinking, I just thought about Anthem. I know Anthem's not going to be at E3, but I hope they do an interview with the director of Anthem so he could tell us what the fuck's going on.
I can read off in all the games you could expect to see at E3 2019 and the ones you won't. It was posted yesterday or today, June 4th. Yeah. So if you want, I can read that. Maybe you can remind us about games. Gears 5.
Nah.
Not looking forward to it? I think it's overdone.
Yeah, I played up to Gears
3.
3.
Yeah. I didn't play 4. I can get 4 because it's like on the gold or whatever on sale or whatever. I might. I didn't play Judgment. I didn't play that at all. I have it, too. Halo Infinite, already talked about that. I forget what it's like something space is the new engine. Ghost Recon.
What?
Breakpoint. Have you seen the trailer for it? It looks nice.
I haven't seen it.
Ghost Recon, go way back.
Yeah, man. Ghost Recon's are normally really good games. What's that one that they just had out? Wildlands? Nope.
Ghost Recon. I don't know.
It's like,
you can look it up.
Yeah, it's like Ghost Recon's version of Divinity.
Division. I wasn't going to correct you. I was just going to let that happen because I was like, I don't think anyone even knows.
Division. It's like Ghost Recon's version of Division because you could play it online with your friends.
Here's the newest. Breakpoint. Oh, it was called Ghost Recon. Yeah, Wildlands.
Yeah, I thought so.
But before that was Ghost Recon Phantoms in 2014.
Yeah, so Wildlands is Ghost Recon's version of the Division, which is really cool because I think it's 4 people instead of 3. So you can split up into 2 teams and do 2 different missions. Mm-hmm. I always like that, splitting up and finishing things faster.
Yeah, no, I agree. Wow, Ghost Recon Advanced Warfare, or yeah, Warfighter or whatever, 2006. That was my first Ghost Recon. There was ones before that. There was a Ghost Recon in 2001. Yeah, 2001 called Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon. Shit, they've been making so many. But yeah, Ghost or
Warfighter. They have not been making so many. They're just really spaced out.
Yeah, you're right. Because Future Soldier and was like the last one I actually remember being a big thing. I don't think Wildlands did good. I think I think if Future Soldier didn't do good. Because everyone was doing futuristic shit and no one wanted to deal with it anymore.
Yeah.
And Wildlands is like, okay, we'll try it out.
Boots on ground.
Which is what Modern Warfare hopefully is going to be doing.
Okay. So what's the rest of the games on the list?
I ain't gonna talk about that shit. Here you go. Jedi Fallen Order. Looking forward to that shit. It says EA Play 2019. You don't like it because EA, huh?
What, Jedi Fallen Order?
Yeah.
It's a single-player game, so we shouldn't have any problems. Unless they try to fucking charge you for cosmetics.
Wow. They're going to... They will be given a 30-minute live-streamed segment on June 8th.
Oh, sweet.
This will likely be the first time we see gameplay
of it. And then the director interview while they're playing it and stuff like that and answering a couple questions. That's good.
It's developed by, and I actually like this, Titanfall and Apex Legends Studio Respawn Entertainment, with EA obviously having their little shit in it.
All right.
A lot of people think it's going to be something to like the effect of kind of a revisit of Knights of the Old Republic. And what's that other one where you're Vader's...
The Force Unleashed?
Yeah. Dude, that game was dope. I love that game. The first one. The first one was really good. Second one went its own route, but the first one was really good.
Yeah, this I like Star Wars single-player games. I like them a lot. I don't know. I don't like things made by EA. Always got some type of microtransaction in it.
They haven't been having that, though.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the last EA game that was made?
Apex, technically.
What's the one before that?
I'm not sure.
Maybe Battlefield or Battlefront?
Battlefield 5.
The one before that?
I like how you're going way back, because no, they haven't been doing that anymore. They're done.
What are you talking about? Those are their major games.
Yeah, but
we're talking about major games.
Those are two major games, plus the fucking...
Their major games have microtransactions in them.
Every game has microtransactions in them.
Apex Legend gets a pass because it's a battle royale, and people like cosmetics. I don't know about Battlefront.
Battlefield has cosmetics, that's it. And you can't even buy DLC because DLC is free now. What I'm saying is they learned their lesson from Battlefront, if that's what you're talking about. And they're like, shit, let's stop doing that because we got shit on. Everyone hates us now. Everyone kind of already did. But everyone hates us even more.
Why do people hate them?
What do you mean?
For the microtransactions.
Yes, but what I'm trying to say is like, why hold that against a company that's changing it?
They're not changing it.
They haven't had it in the last couple games that they pulled out.
What do you mean?
But it's not like you're saying. Like, the reason why everyone hated it is because...
We just talked about their last games. I'm not understanding that. The last three major games they had was Battlefront, Battlefield...
I think one of the EA... Or one of the sports. Apex.
And then if EA does FIFA's loaded with that shit.
But it's like... Every game has that. I don't understand. Every developer has that now. Everyone has it. Black Ops has it. You can buy this. You can buy that. Like, but everyone has it. You don't have to. You don't have to in these games.
I know. You have to.
You don't have to buy it in Battlefield, Battlefront.
Battlefront?
Yeah.
The game that takes 48 hours to fully unlock a character? Without buying
it? That was before they fixed it all. Now it's super easy to level up. I've been playing.
Like a year later.
Yeah, because that's when they realized they fucked up. It took them a long ass time.
Yeah, that's what
I'm not trying to say they're perfect. I'm just saying they're finally figuring it out. They're like, oh shit, we should. What tells you that? Oh my god,
because they just had Apex Legends. They haven't made a major game since Battlefield 5. I'm talking about like a AAA game.
Mm-hmm.
Without microtransactions.
Battlefield 5 just came out earlier this year.
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm
that's like, proving my point, because that's their recent game besides Apex, and it still has microtransactions.
But what's wrong with that? I don't understand what's wrong with those.
Because if you're paying $60, or if you're one of the people who paid $100+ to buy the game plus the season pass.
There's no season pass. There's DLCs all free. No season pass.
But it came with a season pass. If you literally look in the pack, it says Battlefield Season Pass.
Maybe because they're doing that thing that they're doing for every other game. You're doing Season Pass.
So if it's free, why say the Season Pass comes in the bundle?
I guess my problem is I feel like you're attacking one company when there's multiple companies that are all doing this. Every company's doing the same thing.
Call
of Duty. Look at Call of Duty right now.
Call of Duty's okay because everything you can unlock from playing, like, you can unlock hella shit from playing one game of Blackout. We played one game of Blackout, and my shit went up 7 levels. We didn't even get close to winning.
But that's just what? That's just leveling up.
But it comes
between Black Ops and Battlefield 5 right now, there's really none. Like, yeah, they might have different transactions, but they're all the same. They're all cosmetics. There's nothing to make you advance in the game further than
anyone
else.
Nobody said that.
There's no, but that's the problem people have with it. There's no, because they had that in Battlefront.
Yeah.
They
because
got rid of
their
that.
Cosmetics are trash,
and they
want people to pay so much money for it.
But that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because you don't have to buy it. Just kind of how the Fortnite, how we've had this argument with Fortnite, it doesn't matter because we didn't have to buy those seasons, but we did.
But Fortnite was free.
Okay, Black Ops. We don't have to buy all those stuff.
We never do have to buy it, but we can unlock it too.
No, you can't unlock the season passes like that. You get some stuff that you unlock and some stuff you don't.
Yeah, but you never feel like you're really missing out because it comes with emotes, weapon skins, and everything else. Just like if you would pay, it would come with emotes, weapon skins, and everything else.
And in Battlefield, it's the same way right now. There's a battle.
You keep saying right now.
It was when they first announced it. It's the same thing or whatever. It's when this game came out. They had this thing where you can.
When Battlefield 5 came out.
Yes.
They had the season pass.
It's when there'd be in March, I guess, technically.
Okay.
And that was only 2 months after because they waited because they wanted to make sure their BR is good, which I think it's pretty good, but that's an opinion. I don't care. But I'm just saying, like, they're doing the same thing in practically. I don't know why there's so much hate towards EA. Like, yeah, they fucked up in the past.
You keep saying the past. It was a year ago.
Yeah, there's a lot of companies that fuck up.
Several years ago. Nobody's microtransactions have been so bad in so many years as EA's has.
But they're like, dude, you're done. Everything they've announced
last year.
Everything that they're announcing is like free DLC this. No microtransactions this. They make sure.
Because they have to.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know why you're saying now that Star Wars is going to be, like, not shit, but you're like.
I didn't say it was going to be
shit. You're like,
I
don't want to support it because EA's there.
I didn't say that either. I said I was excited for the game. I said I didn't want any cosmetics in it.
Then why did you bring EA even into it? Because you're like, I don't know because of EA.
Because if they have cosmetics, it wouldn't make sense to have cosmetics in a single-player game. That's what I said.
That's very true.
That's what I said! You're not listening. You're not listening.
I think because I'm focused more on your hatred towards EA.
Why?
Because like, every little game that comes out, you're like, fuck EA.
Because they're filled with microtransactions that don't make sense.
They were, yes.
They are.
Where?
We just talked about Battlefront that came out last year, 12 months ago. It's not that long ago. And they just fixed it in the past couple months.
And they fixed it last year.
It came out last year. They didn't fix
it
last
year. It came out early last year and they fixed it at the end of the last year.
Okay. So it happened a year ago.
Sure.
So 12 months of people having to buy shit. To have good progression in a game.
Sure.
So, like I was saying, it wouldn't make sense for a single-player Star Wars game to have cosmetics.
You're right.
That's what I said.
I can see him having cosmetics, though.
That's the problem. It's a single-player game. There shouldn't be any reason to buy
cosmetics. You don't ever want to customize your character?
There shouldn't be any reason to buy cosmetics.
Oh, no, I don't mean money. Buying. I'm not talking about that.
That's what I said.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, I can see him having cosmetics.
Of course there's going to be cosmetics. It wouldn't make sense if you had to buy them with real money. Is what I've been saying this entire time.
And I keep saying I agree.
You just started saying you agree because you were focused on my hatred for EA.
Yes, because I think it's valid, but I don't think it's valid at the moment.
I didn't bring it up. I just said it wouldn't make sense. And then you went on, oh, you hate EA. Why? And then we brought up their 3-pass games with microtransactions. But they don't have microtransactions in them, right? But their big AAA titles are filled with microtransactions.
I know, and I'm just saying,
everyone's indie games, like that. If their indie games don't have microtransactions, that's okay because it's published by a smaller developer.
Okay. I honestly have no idea what point was proven here.
You didn't have to bring up EA and it would have been fine.
You brought up EA.
You did.
I brought up the game because it's on the list. Jesus.
No, you did. I said it wouldn't make sense for EA to have a single-player Star Wars game filled with microtransactions. Why do you hate EA? Literally what started us on this.
Really? Do we really need to go back? Because it did start. You're right. This is what you did. But you also are like, but EA, though.
Move on.
I would love to, but the next one is FIFA.
Okay.
So move on from... Next one is Madden.
You just brought up my fucking... Like,
What?
My point!
What? It's FIFA and Madden. What do you mean?
All right.
Next one is Trying 4.
I don't know what that is.
I have no idea. Doom? A new Doom game?
Ooh, sweet.
Made by Bethesda.
Yep. Didn't Bethesda make the last one too? And the VR one?
I heard
they
rebooted really in 2016. They rebooted Doom. And it's a multiplayer developed in-house at ID Software instead of outsourced this time around. We'd love to get a great taste during the show. So hopefully they show us. New Darksiders game.
Darksiders.
Didn't Darksiders 3 released less than a year ago? Yes, it did, but THQ, Nordic, did I say that wrong?
I think so.
Is wasting no time on another game. That's not always a good thing, but all right. Dying Light 2, saw a trailer for it a while ago. Forever ago.
Whoa, that's crazy.
And they're saying they're going to talk about it. Oh, wow, I like how they put it. The first Dying Light took the open-world first-person zombie action of Dead Island and added a healthy dose of parkour. That's exactly what they did. And so Dying 2 could just be the game for you if you like those type of things. This is, of course, if you aren't experiencing zombie fatigue at this point. Because World War Z. Yeah. I can see someone being exhausted from zombies. I think this podcast is mostly going to be about E3. But it might not be, so. You want to just go to the ad? Because it's almost done.
Yeah, it's 29.
Yep. We'll be right back.
And we're back. What's up, everybody? We're back with more E3 talk.
E3, up the ass. If you don't like games... Sorry, this podcast really isn't for you.
That's shitty. What do you do with your time?
But if you are here just to support us and you have us in the background while you're taking a shit or making some food, then thanks.
Cool.
Appreciate it. Appreciate the support. Next game, right back onto it. Borderlands 3. What do you think?
Oh man, everyone's excited for Borderlands 3. I've only played one Borderlands game.
I played a little bit of each.
That's good. Yeah, I've only played one Borderlands game. I haven't been like super in the Borderlands thing.
They're saying that it's difficult to demonstrate an open world loot based shooter. That's really true.
Shooter looter!
And it's such a small time period. But showing off a new weapon or crazy boss would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you, whoever made this. Digitaltrends.com. Next, and we already know I'm excited from last podcast, is Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Is it just called Modern Warfare?
Yep. Holy, it's not. It sounds like what they're trying to do is they're going to see if this is a hooker. If it hooks people in, they're going to let it ride.
So are they Yes,
they're revamping the entire Modern Warfare series.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's the whole main thing, is it's not just like them saying, oh, here's another one. But it's saying that Infinity World, which I've really loved, but you're right. Like you said earlier, Infinite Warfare, I'm pretty sure. With disturbing violent scenes and the return of campaign mode. By the way, thank you, fucking a Call of Duty with campaign again. I know World War II had campaign. I'll be honest. I had the game, played like the first two missions, and was over it. Not great. It didn't feel like a Call of Duty. Like,
because the campaign was short?
No. I didn't even attempt it. But
Call of Duty campaigns are usually really good.
They have, but they haven't been since Ghost.
I mean, it's fine not to have campaign either, because a lot of the time their mainstream crowd just goes straight to multiplayer.
But I will say that with Infinity Ward, with Modern Warfare original one,
mm-hmm.
the OG original Modern Warfare, I guess now you have to say Modern Warfare 2 was a great campaign, loved it. Modern Warfare 3, still really good.
You got to think about the time eras those were in. Modern Warfare 2, Xbox 360, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Modern Warfare was on 360, but I think they had to remaster. No, they didn't remaster. They just put it on.
Yeah.
So there was no such thing as remasters back then. It was right. Just like.
So definitely, like, Xbox 360 just hit up the multiplayer scene and all that. And it was really good. So a lot of people, yeah, we did play the campaign, but a majority of people went straight to multiplayer because it was new and they loved it.
Modern Warfare 2, the multiplayer was nice. Yeah. My favorite map. Okay, the most memorable map is the one with the you're kind of like in a junkyard, not junkyard. You're kind of in a junkyard type looking thing. You have two buildings, like a house on one side, and a big building on the other side.
Yeah, I remember it. And it had
the, like a beat up plane in the middle. A crashed plane or whatever.
What else? It had the
and a building on the side too, on the left side, but depending on which way you're facing.
Was like it a warehouse. Crate?
No, maybe. I thought Crate was the one that was on the on a tower. No, that might be Tower. Fuck, I don't know. Oh, it was Skyline. Was the one on the tower where you can go on the crane, like really far out, and snipe people from it. But then always got sniped. What are you looking? Were you looking something up?
No. Yeah. But wasn't Terminal in Modern Warfare 2?
Yes, that was a really good.
I think people like Terminal.
Terminal was awesome.
I love Terminal. Terminal.
One thing I wish Black Ops did more was bring in older maps. But bring in ones that didn't get the limelight as much. Because, yeah, they have a lot of like, old maps. I feel like Black Ops 4 has more old maps than new maps. I just felt like that.
Yeah, because a lot of their maps were just, like, older maps, just, like, high-tech.
Yeah, or they revamped it.
Yeah.
Added a couple more routes. It kind of sucked. So, I would be fine if they kept bringing more back. But, like, bring ones that, you know, you remember, but they're like, oh, what if they brought in like the original Modern Warfare map where it's like, all I remember was a whole ton of like planes in the middle and it was really dark all the time. And like, that's all it was just a flat whole bunch of like wreckage in the middle and you just fight it out. And there's like one building on the side.
that does not give a good representation.
I don't know what
you maybe someone about. Remembers it. I don't know. I didn't really like Modern Warfare as much as Modern Warfare 2, but that's because of the time I was playing it. It says, after the disappointing Infinite Warfare and Ghost,
Jesus,
they did so bad. It certainly needs to make a splash. The new engine and focus on classic Call of Duty action could be just the thing that makes that happen. I agree.
I want to call in a dog attack.
I swear I saw like an AC-130.
Really?
Yeah. Which, to be honest, was like the goal for everyone. Like, fuck the nuke. Get an AC-130. Because the nuke just ends it. You know, the nuke just ends the whole game.
Yeah, that's so trash.
And it's not fun. I hated it because it was just like, oh, well, everyone's done because someone fucking camped out and killed 25 people. Thanks.
25 people. It was 25 people without a death.
Yeah, but that means he's like, a lot of, not everyone, but like some people just camped out one spot or spawn killed.
Oh, man. Spawn kills were so heavy in the old Modern Warfare's.
I think Modern Warfare 2 wasn't that bad. But after Modern Warfare 2, it got bad. Every Call of Duty was like, oh, spawn die. Oh,
man.
Next game, Marvel's Avengers.
Square Enix. Yep. The people who make Final Fantasy are making an Avengers game.
And Just Cause, really good game. Did you know that?
Square Enix made Just Cause?
Mm-hmm. Just Cause 1, 2, 3. They did really good.
I ain't not.
And 4. I haven't played 4 yet because I'm trying to finish 3. I'm almost done, but... Sorry. Go ahead.
With this new Marvel Avengers game, you will be able to play with your friends across the world and customize your own Avenger. I don't know if it's your own personal Avenger or if it's a predetermined, like Captain America, customizing his shield and his clothes, or making your own superhero and then doing it. Because if it's the customize your own superhero thing, DC did it first.
Oh, the game's actually called Marvel's Avengers. You're right, DC did do it first. E3's website. For the game on E3's website, described as an action-adventure title with single-player and cooperative elements.
Oh, sweet.
As well as continuous gameplay.
Couch co-op?
Hopefully. We really need a game like that. That's what I'm hoping comes out from. One thing I've always loved, and I hate to keep going back, but like Halo and Call of Duty, when they did have the... No, Call of Duty never did the co-op campaign, but Halo did. Always. Every time.
You could do...
you could do any Halo.
Mission mode in... you could do mission mode in Call of Duty.
Oh, yeah. They're having Spec Ops. That's what they're saying. Which is fine. Honestly, I loved the Spec Ops. It was great. You were doing missions. You didn't have to worry about, like, a whole-ass story or anything.
You're just doing missions.
Yeah, just doing missions just for fun, too. I don't know, mission briefing. I hated that one where, I don't remember which Call of Duty it was, but it was like just waves, and it was like really annoying.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what? But yeah, they're saying that certainly sounds like one of the biggest games the publisher has even released, and we'll have to see exactly what form it takes during the Square Enix press conference.
Square Enix.
Next one, a lot of people look forward to Cyberpunk 2077. They think there's going to be either gameplay or announce of when the fuck it's coming out.
Because we've been talking about that game for the past 3 years, fellas.
CD Projekt. That's P-R-O-J-E-K-T. Red's The Witcher 3 is regarded as one of the best role-player games of all time. And the studio is taking a very different direction with Cyberpunk 2077. In addition to the futuristic setting and firearm-based combat, it's played from a first-person perspective. We're not convinced the game will release this year or even for the generations of systems, this generation of systems. Oh, yeah, but perhaps, well, yeah, we might.
PlayStation 5 and Xbox 2 are like right around the corner.
I hope that's next year. I'll give these consoles one more year.
Nah, man, it's over. E3 is going to be all like, and here's the consoles. Christmas time, motherfuckers.
God damn it. Fucking Black Friday is when I got to go.
No! Don't do this to us, Sony, Microsoft. Please shut the fuck up. They're $600 a piece. No! My wallet!
You have PC players. You know, I got this shit for like 5 years and I switched out.
Man, shut your bitch ass up. Yo, your fucking ROM died. Go pay $12,000 for a new one.
dude, just one fucking keyboard is like $500 if you want a good one.
Facts. Don't forget about
the monitor. The monitors?
The monitors. The mouses.
My friend spent like $1,500 on two monitors. I'm like, holy shit.
$1,500 on two monitors?
Yeah.
Boy, that's motherfucking down payments on a fucking apartment.
Right?
But, nah, back to the serious thing, though. Like, the mouses be like $200.
Well, they have ones, they might announce the keyboard and mouse for Xbox.
I thought that, oh, you mean the release date.
They announced it, but now it's just up to developers on when what they want to do with it, really.
Release date?
Hopefully, maybe. I feel like more of detail.
At E3? That. Yeah, at E3, the perfect thing to show would be someone playing, like, Fortnite with the mouse and keyboard.
What do you mean? Oh.
Yeah. Because that's, you know, that's what everybody's going to use it on. That's probably what's going to get us back into Fortnite.
Yeah, probably. I would try it.
Pressing FJW and shit to build walls all hella quick. I'm pro now.
Modern Warfare, real quick, is supposed to be one of the first Call of Duties where you can, there's going to be cross platform.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I just heard about that today.
We haven't had a lot of cross-platform games since
Fortnite was the last one. And they do a good job because I like it that they have it where it's cross-platform if you want. If you have someone from PlayStation or the Switch, then it turns into that server.
You want to know what would be really cool at E3?
Huh?
If they finally announce a cross-party. Because remember, when we're doing cross-platform, we can't hear each other unless we're in-game.
Or on the fucking phone.
Or on the fucking phone.
Or Skype. Or
something. Oh my gosh! Xbox and PlayStation need fucking Discord. That's what they need to announce at E3.
Well, there's been rumors about Discord coming to the Xbox for the longest
time. And the PlayStation.
But here's the thing, is like Discord for consoles would only be used for that. They wouldn't be used for what people really use Discord for, and that's
like chat and
memes, links, stuff like that. Like that's how I'd love to use it, but
yeah.
And even on your phone, you're so disabled. Like I've talked to people on Discord, and it's just like, man, you're so disabled. It's just like that's all it'll feel like. The only good thing is that you can talk with people, and if you have certain games, like right now, the biggest, I would say, the best cross-platform game, and it's only because they did it, one of the first ones to do it. I'm not gonna say they're the first, I'm not
sure. Rocket League.
I think they have the most non-disabled like cross, like if you're going to get someone on a computer, doesn't fucking matter.
But Discord still would be nice, even if we can't
have the way definitely. We want
it. Discord would be fucking sweet.
That's so then we could do that. Like you can be like, oh man, my Fortnite character on PlayStation is better. Let's just talk through the thing. Okay. A game coming out. Games we expect to see at E3. Wolfenstein, Youngblood, and Cyberpunk. I don't really care about Wolfenstein. But if you do, they have the sequel to Wolfenstein 2 and the VR game Cyberpunk. Wouldn't
that just make it Wolfenstein 3?
I think that's... I don't know. I don't know enough about that series. I'm sorry. I apologize for anyone. Roller Champions. Ahead of Ubisoft's E3 press conference, a roller derby game titled Roller Champions was allegedly leaked. It appears to be an action-packed multiplayer title, and though we aren't exactly crossing our fingers for a rollerblade-focused game in 2019, we're optimistic for this potential. After all, who thought of something like Splatoon before Nintendo announced it? That is very true. And it does good for its platform. I know. I don't really care about it. And I have a Switch, but...
Splatoon's just, like, for kids.
It's a first-person shooter for kids.
Yeah, who wants to play... Yeah. Third? I thought it was first.
I think it's third.
Huh.
I remember watching someone. I was like, third. It looks fun.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, first of all, I don't know if you've played much online on a Switch. It's not great. Playing online on the Switch sucks because there's no hardwire. It's all Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a little difficult. If it's not in the dock system, for some reason, you just lag completely. So you have to be in a dock system. Although you can go online, it's just like depending on what you do online. So
I don't know. New Nintendo announcement. New docks for your Switch with Ethernet cable compatibility.
Honestly, that would be enough.
It would.
Like, it would be enough to.
Because they're giving you guys all. They're giving you guys all great ports of all these great games. And a lot of these games do have multiplayer. So if they focus on a way to make their multiplayer stronger, that's all they have to do. That's all they have to do.
Yeah. Oh, the last thing they say about it, the best game ideas are often the ones we didn't even realize we wanted. So I
like
agree.
Splatoon and like ARMS. Splatoon. ARMS is really fun on the Switch.
Isn't there legs too or something like that? I think there is legs.
I don't know. I ain't hear about that.
Watch Dogs 3. Played one. One was really good.
I've never played a Watch Dogs game. It just doesn't look fun to me. I don't know why. I get this Assassin's Creed GTA feel from it without all the fun of Assassin's Creed and GTA.
Watch Dogs 2 was a huge step up from the original game, moving the setting to San Francisco and injecting... Oh, you know what? It wasn't Watch Dogs that I played. It was Sleeping Dogs. Sleeping Dogs was good. I liked it. It was literally just an Asian GTA.
Yeah, dude.
It was fun, though. Humor into. Can I be honest? I don't want to read much because I don't care about it.
Yeah, Watch Dogs is cool. I just never got the feel for it.
Forza coming out. Another one.
Race cars.
One I am very looking forward for us to play, if it is 100% true, is another unconfirmed game that we're fairly positive we'll see from Microsoft, is a new Fable title.
Yo, Playground Fable Games. 4?
The studio behind Forza Horizon opened a second office in 2017, and we've heard that it is working on an open-world game that is not a racer. It could very well be the new entry in the Fable series, which has been dormant since the closure of the original studio Lionhead. Microsoft said
it has
14 first-party games planned for the show. And this has to be one of them. I did remember. I think I told you about that a long time ago. I was like, there's a rumor.
A new Fable game, though? I would lose my fucking mind.
What was it? 3, right? We played 3 so much. We didn't stop playing that.
I didn't beat it.
It doesn't matter. It's still awesome.
Dude, we were on Fable so much. I think I didn't beat it because...
I like that
I was playing on yours, stacking up money, so I didn't have to send all my homeless people to death.
Oh, yeah. I think I went evil because you can choose, right?
Yeah. It's like,
really looking forward to that. That actually is true. Microsoft, get on that.
Fable 4.
Here's something we already talked about. The Legend of Zelda, Link's Awakening.
Oh, that's the one they remastered.
The greatest game released for the original Game Boy, The Legend of Link's Awakening. Remember playing that shit on the Game Boy, the big... green block. I remember playing that shit with no color. It was awesome. Played it so much. That alongside of, yes, Pokemon Yellow. Those two were my games. Oh, and Mario. Can't Super Mario Bros. The original.
Yeah.
That piece of shit. I say that because it made me so mad. Who makes a game where you have to restart every time you die? No matter what. You can be on world 4 or 5. You still have to restart.
Don't die, bitch.
Games could... I was just like 6 or 7.
Jesus.
As full console games. The 2019 remake is a drastic visual overhaul, giving Link a cute, almost doll-like look, but retaining the setting and location fans have come to love. It should be a more traditional Zelda game than Breath of the Wild, although Breath of the Wild, dope as fuck. Love the game to death. And we're glad Nintendo continues to give old school fans what they want, and we expect to see more of this title during the Nintendo Direct at E3.
Sweet.
This I've been talking about a lot. I'm really kind of exhausting it. Pokemon Sword and Shield. Real quick, just a week earlier, the Pokemon Company scheduled a video presentation focused solely on the two games. Demoree sent me something before this where it talks about all I'm going to do is just real quick, because like I said, I've been exhausting this thing, is that there is going to be a Pokemon Direct live stream at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So get on that if you're really interested. Looking forward to it. Can't wait to learn more about the game. And it's going to be happening tomorrow, right? Tomorrow?
Yeah.
And I'll probably talk about it in the next podcast, but I'll try to be brief. We don't worry about it. Animal Crossing.
Skip.
Don't care about it. Luigi's Mansion 3.
Skip.
Super Mario Maker 2. That was fun.
Pause.
We've already played Super Mario Maker 2. Sorry, not 3. Sorry, 2.
Yeah.
And all the new skins and features it's bringing to the make-your-own level formula, but there are still some unknown in the upcoming Switch game. This has already been announced.
Yeah, the Super Mario Maker.
Yeah, so... Can we really not play online with friends? The game's appearance at E3 2019 needs to answer some questions, because apparently people are asking that, and people are also asking what is the final style.
Were you able to play online with Super Mario Maker 1?
I don't think so.
You could just share. Share your worlds and all that.
That's pretty much all about that. Fire Emblem Three Houses, if you care about that.
I love Fire Emblem.
Do you want me to read it then?
Go ahead.
Another game set to release a short time after E3, Fire Emblem Three Houses, is the first mainline Fire Emblem game to hit Nintendo Switch. We've learned plenty of details about the combat changes and characters, but we haven't seen much of it in action, except some strategy gameplay and perhaps a new cinematic during the Nintendo Direct presentation? There was no question mark. I improvised. You're welcome. Astral Chain. I don't know what that is. Astral Chain was an unexpected surprise when it was announced during a previous Nintendo Direct presentation, and we're dying to know more about the action game from Platinum Games.
Cool.
I don't know what Platinum Games is. Do you know? Have you heard of them?
It's probably just like a company.
Designer of... Oh, they're the director by the lead designer of Nier.
Oh, really?
Automata.
Yeah, Automata.
And featuring a similar combat style, its police theme is starkly different from Automata, and its partner system puts a nice twist on the formula. So
that's cool.
If you know about that, you know about this. One thing you and I are both very excited about. I'm sad that it's only going on the Switch, though, because to be honest, it should go on more platforms.
Oh,
Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3. The Black Order. Dope storyline so far. Fucking you fight with both bad and good guys to fight, I think, what it was, like, not Thanos, but, like, someone else. I forget what it was. Do you remember?
Mm-mm.
Shit. Well, the new Marvel Ultimate Alliance game in 2019 seemed like a crazy dream, but making it a Switch exclusive was even more unexpected. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, The Black Order, is a return to the classic action role-playing goodness fans know and love. But with the Switch added portability, meaning you can play it almost everywhere, and I will. I will be playing that bitch everywhere. The game's mere existence is enough to excite fans, but we also want to see more of it. I agree. I really think that, like you said, the Switch has a lot of good games, but they're, like, later down the road.
Yeah.
But it makes me happy, because I'm like, wow, I'm glad I had a Switch and I'll be able to do all this. It makes my Switch useful. There's Babylon's Fall. Have you ever heard of that?
Nah, man. What's that about?
Oh, Jesus. Another Platinum's game seems to be working on 30 different titles at any one time. And one that was announced during Square Enix 2018 E3 press conference was Babylon's Fall. We only got a cinematic trailer and only the slightest details on its future meets semi-medieval storyline. That sounds interesting. But as with any Platinum Games title, we really need to see the sword swing before we can make up our minds. Square Enix needs to have gameplay prepared for this one. Final Fantasy VII Remake. I'm already a fan, because the first thing they have is a picture of Cloud. I'm like, hey, Cloud, what's up?
Final Fantasy VII is Cloud's game.
Yeah, I know.
You know Cloud wasn't like a moody bitch, right? In Final Fantasy VII, he was actually, like, super funny.
He was, like, he was the main.
Like, yeah. Main.
Yeah, like, your first character is going to be
He said Cloud. He wasn't a moody bitch.
He wasn't. He was actually telling jokes in Final Fantasy VII. There's even... I'm so excited for the remaster because you get to see Cloud in a dress. And it's not all pixelated and shit. It's going to be an actual Cloud.
The remake still exists as Sony and Square Enix. Square Enix has their hands full.
They always do.
Showed during the most recent PlayStation State of Play presentation, we got a look at the combat and pre-rendered cutscenes during that presentation. But we need more concrete information on when and how the remake will release. Gorgeous trailers are only good if we can actually plan on playing the game ourselves.
Right.
These are games they want to see. I'm just going to read them off and not actually read the thing. Splinter Cell 7. Don't know if you ever played that. Mario and Rabbids Kingdom Battle 2. I really don't care about that. Do you?
Nah, man.
Bayonetta 3.
Ooh, there's a new Bayonetta?
Announced nearly 2 years ago.
Bayonetta I didn't even 3 hear about it.
It's coming to the Nintendo Switch, but we don't know when and have seen zero footage of it thus far. We know Metroid Prime 4. Looking kind of forward to that.
Sweet.
Developed was rebooted recently. But I thought there was not Metroid Prime 4. There's actually a new Metroid game coming out. They just haven't really given us more information about it.
Oh, sweet.
But yeah.
Metroid.
Nier 3.
Nier?
These are games they want to see. This isn't games that they like. Here's games that won't be there. According to them, Starfield. Don't know what that is.
All right, don't read that list. Is that are we at the end of the list?
Elder Scrolls 6.
Hmm?
Elder Scrolls 6.
Oh.
Another Assassin's Creed. I really hope not. They said no. I'm going to read this only because of what you said. Here's games that you won't see, right?
Okay.
Death Stranding will release as a PlayStation 4 exclusive.
Holy shit.
At least at first on November 8th. Because Sony isn't attending E3 2019, however, that
they said that last year, right?
So
they
like
weren't
that.
Attending this E3.
Yeah. However, that means we won't be hearing about the games during the show. Kojima Productions' latest game is one of the weirdest pieces of media we've ever seen involving adult umbilical cords, babies that can't detect monsters, and beached whales. We have no idea what any of that means.
What is this game?
And we won't be finding out at E3.
Gosh, what is this game?
It's kind of eerie in a way, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because the lights and stuff, they're all dim, dark, and everything. Like, yeah, I get it. Ooh, mystery, darkness, ooh, evil. What is your game? Like, what am I going to be doing in your game? Why do I have a baby in an incubator? Why am I using the baby as a lantern?
Yeah, I don't.
Why does the baby do backflips?
I don't get it.
Is this game?
Do you want to end the podcast after this?
Are we at the bottom of the list?
Yeah, we're done. But I have the schedule of the press conference. We can end it on that.
Sure.
Do we want to talk about?
I was hoping to hear about more games. I was...
There was more, but you said not to read them.
Oh, the ones... Yeah, I don't want to hear about the ones that aren't going to be there.
Yeah.
We're talking about E3. We're not talking about the things that didn't make it to E3.
I mean, I can tell you the schedule and we can look. And if it's not there, we can just come... And
yeah,
it.
We can just tell them the schedule so they know.
Okay, real quick, the schedule. So far, E3, fuck, on June 8th. Beginning on June 8th to 9th. You have, this is actually going to be pretty long, where the Apex Legends Anthem, previous released and announced games such as Apex Legends and Anthem, Battlefield 5, and Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. It's possible that you can plant a new Plants and Zombies game, probably Garden Warfare 3, and Need for Speed game based on financial report. And I will be
and
cut off.
Guys,
right
we'll be right back. And we're back, guys.
And we're probably going to be done soon.
Yeah, we're going to have to end this one a little earlier because there's so much to talk about for E3, and we had a complete 30-minute argument about EA. So that definitely took up a lot of time. We're just going to cut this into two parts. So this is part one, and you'll get part two on Saturday.
But it won't be the whole one, just so you know.
No, because I still had information to talk about, so I guess we'll just
go from there. It probably won't be the whole podcast about E3. Unless you think it can
be. Yeah, it still can be. There's still a lot to talk about. Like, we named all the games, but now we can, like, go back, do a little research about each game, or the games that interest us the most, and then we could come back and talk about them, why they're special, why they should be at E3, and we could talk about games that we didn't hear about that might still show up at E3.
And I will finish telling you about the schedule, because it could change, and the schedule had detail about everyone, as you can tell from the EA one just alone.
Yeah.
And I am interested in actually reading more about it, but so.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of stuff to talk about. E3 hasn't even started yet, and I'm really excited for it. So we'll just go from there.
We also want you to know how long these are going to be, typically, right?
Like an hour and 30.
Hour and 30 might go a little over, might go a little under, but.
Never anything more than an hour and 30.
Unless it's a special one. So like maybe like a last one or a beginning one.
Yep.
Of the season.
Yep.
Goodbye.
So guys, thank you for listening. Remember, go download Anchor. Anchor is our main source of giving you source of both of our voices, our opinions, and sometimes our arguments. It's a podcast. Jeez. It's not going to be all sugar and spice and everything nice. Fuck the Powerpuff Girls. But
they're fucking like only one.
No. They're like... I'm not lab rats with nubs for hands. Jesus. Everybody in that world has fingers except for them. Yes, everyone in the world has fingers except for them. Even Mojo Jojo has fingers.
Oh, shit.
And he's a monkey.
Oh, shit. All
they, right, you're they're right. Literal mutants.
You're right. All right. Maybe we'll talk about that, too.
Ew. All right, guys. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.